Got a great job here in New England. Work with a great staff. Privilege to work for the head coach that I do. And today is no different than it was any other day. And, you know, I enjoy being here. And, you know, right now the focus is on getting ready for the Denver Broncos, and that's where we're at.
Nick, how flattering is it to receive an interest like that?
I don't really have anything else to add other than what I just mentioned. I mean, I love New England. I enjoy being here. I enjoy the work that I do, the people that I work with, and, you know, that's not going to change.
Sort of a nice segue, Nick. You talk about enjoying the people you work with. What are your thoughts on Josh McDaniels coming back to the organization?
Sure, I think it's great, and I have a lot of respect for Josh, not only as a coach, but as a friend. I've known Josh a long time. It's no secret, and I think it's great to have him back. You know, it's great to have him a part of our program and our system again. And you know, his goal and our goal is for everyone to work as hard as they can in preparation for this game, and that's what we'll try to do.
Nick, this would seem to be an interesting situation at offensive coordinator with two guys who have done the job essentially there. But you guys have also kind of throughout the process, like, you know, on defense you have several people contributing. On offense you've had it too. How confident are you in the abilities of everyone to kind of work together and make it work?
Everybody's going to work with the same goal in mind, which is to prepare for Denver and try to put our team in the best position to go out there and execute on Saturday night, and that's what we'll try to do.
Nick, how much has changed since Josh was last here, like offensive scheme-wise, for instance, or even organizationally? Or is it kind of will be sort of familiar for him?
It's probably something that you can ask Bill or Josh. I mean, there's change every year in the NFL. People leave. People come and go. So, I mean, systematically, we've been doing a lot of the same things offensively, I'd say, since really 2001. And, you know, each year is its own year. And I think things kind of evolve week to week, year to year. So, you know, it's probably a question probably more for Bill than myself.
What are the guidelines you're working under in terms of transactions in the playoffs? What are the restrictions, if any?
Yeah, there are a few restrictions per league policy, just in terms of the number of players that you can actually add during the course of the week are limited. Any player that's released off of the roster, they're under the 10-day claiming period. So, I mean, the reality is if you release a player, you're probably not going to see them for the rest of the year. So, I mean, there's some minor things that are tweaked, but you can still add players to your roster. You can move back players from the practice squad to the roster. So, you know, we'll make sure that whatever transactions take place that we're in compliance with league policy like we always do.
Nick, could you go back to the draft a couple of years ago? You obviously thought enough of Rob Gronkowski to trade up for him. What were your impressions of him coming out, and what sort of value did you see in trading up to take him there?
Yeah, Rob was a real productive player. Really his sophomore year, he played as a freshman as well, but sophomore year he was real productive. At Arizona, had his junior year wiped out, but good in the passing game. They used him multiple ways. They detached him from the formation. They aligned him on the line of scrimmage, so he was a pretty versatile guy. They asked him to do a number of different things, whether it was in a run game or in a passing game, so he was a productive player. And, you know, we went through the evaluation process, and we had an opportunity to add him to the team, and that's what we did.
Losing that junior year, was there any hesitation that you don't know what a year off is going to do?
The reality is you really don't know what's going to happen that next year, whether the guy's a four-year starter, he played his senior year, doesn't play his junior year. Until you actually get them here, you're really never sure how it's actually going to work out. But you try to do your due diligence, try to do your homework, and just take all the information that you have and just make the best decision collectively for the organization that you can. So I'd say that's pretty consistent regardless of whom the player is, how much he has or has not played.
Nick, probably the most important question you'll be asked on Ross Ventrone. If he gets elevated to the 53 man, does that mean he can't be on the practice squad next year? Based on, you know, considering it's the playoffs and everything.
Yeah, any transaction that we make, I mean, we'll make sure we're in compliance with the league, and we're really not concerned about next year or you know, 2 weeks from now. We're just worried about what we need to do to get ready for Denver this week.
Nick, Tebow threw deep a bunch yesterday with some success, which is something that I don't think we've seen a ton of this year. In your scouting of him, did you see him throw down the field like this?
Yeah, really, one of the best things that he did, or one of the better things that he did among a number of things at Florida, was he threw the ball downfield really well. Was his good arm strength, real accurate with the football. And I think there's been a lot of examples this year in Denver, not only in yesterday's game against Pittsburgh, but where they've thrown the ball down the field and they've been able to get the ball behind the defense. And they have players on the perimeter that they're able to get vertically into the defense and down the field. Just Demaryius as an example, which I would say that was one of the things, despite playing in a run-oriented system at Georgia Tech, that he was a big play receiver for them. So I think with their personnel, and I think that's one of the things that Tim has done well, not only in the NFL, but it was something that he did well at Florida as well. And, you know, they hit some big plays yesterday in the game, which was a big part of, you know, a big part of the success. I mean, anytime you have 10 completions and 316 yards passing, man, I'd say that's a pretty good day in a passing game.